Plastic Pollution Emergency.
The global plastic waste crisis is much worse than you think. Imagine 700 plastic bags being produced every year for every single person on the planet. Imagine the amount of plastic outweighing the number of fish in the ocean by the year 2050. It's almost unimaginable, but it's happening. Around 9 million tons of plastic finds its way into the ocean every year. Nearly 700 species of plants and animals have been affected by this, including some endangered species. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a spiral of floating marine debris full of plastic waste and trash, is currently estimated to cover over 1,550,000 square kilometers of ocean. That is three times the size of Thailand. The damage is profound. This is not a problem that will go away on its own, but we do have some viable options to combat this threat to our oceans. Collecting plastics is one option, and cleanups are happening daily. However, this doesn't prevent plastic from entering the world's oceans in the first place. Another complication is that collecting plastics can increase the need for landfills. Experts highlight that the environmental impact of landfills, such as air pollution, makes them unsuitable in the long term. Recycling plastics is another option. Institutions, governments, and organizations are already working together to introduce initiatives that promote public recycling. These range from small-scale changes like creating green office spaces to creating policies that ensure companies mitigate any environmental harm they cause due to plastic waste. But perhaps a better approach to dealing with the crisis involves rethinking our attitude towards plastic overall. If people opt to use biodegradable and reusable plastics, then the global plastic crisis may become manageable, with only minimal changes to our own lifestyles. Various companies have produced plant-based plastics, or bioplastics, for use around the world. Avani Eco, a company based in Bali, has received publicity for its production of plant-based bioplastic bags, which are fully biodegradable. Minima, Asia's leading provider of bioplastics, produces a whole range of goods, such as cups, bowls, and straws, using only naturally derived polymers. The Thai-owned company NatureWorks uses greenhouse gases as the raw material for plastic production. When it comes to dealing with the plastic crisis, any action is better than none. However, it may be that the long-term solution lies in the production of bioplastics as an alternative to single-use plastics that cannot be disposed of easily.